Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are joined this morning by Malerato Mosiani, who's the Chief Director responsible for Labour Statistics. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to join us. How are you this very cold, cold Wednesday morning?
Very cold indeed. Good morning to you and to your listeners.
So the figures are very, very alarming. The problem is it's hard sometimes to understand them given the last year, the last 15 months that we've had with COVID. So when you look at these numbers, how do you figure out what the trend really is considering the pandemic?
When the pandemic started, we were at level 5 and it was very difficult for people to go out and look for jobs. That is why we had the low unemployment rate of 23.3%. But during the course of the year, we have had some restrictions relaxed and people were then more able to go out and look for jobs, and we have seen the number of unemployed people now increasing since the quarter two of 2020. And as a result, the number of the unemployment rate has also increased, and it's record highest now at 32.6%.
I mean, that is an extremely alarming number. How do we compare to other countries around the world?
The unemployment rate for now, because of the COVID situation, it's not many countries that are able to collect this information. But in terms of how we compare, our rate is really high because in other countries they are able to do telework and some people are able to do online work. But in our country, most people, if they can't get to the office to do the work, then it becomes almost impossible. Especially those who are in a lower occupation level. If you look at the managers and people in professional occupations and technicians, they have the tools of trade to at least work from home. And ours is really high compared to other countries.
And how's that broken down in terms of different age groups?
If you look at the age groups, the younger people are mostly affected. Those who are 15 years to 24, they have the highest rate of 63% compared to the older age groups. And also within the youth, 24 to 34, they also have a high unemployment rate of 41.3% compared to the national average of 32.6%.
That is a staggering number, 63%.
And this is according to the official definition of unemployment.
Which is what? I was going to ask you that next question. How do you define unemployment?
For a person to be unemployed, according to the official definition of unemployment, that person should have been without work a week before the survey interview, and they should have looked for work in the past 4 weeks, that is the 4 weeks preceding the survey interview, and also available to take up a job if a job is given to them, or if conditions allow for them to start a business, then they would start a business. That is the official definition. Then we also have the expanded definition of unemployment, which relaxes the job search criterion. As long as the person is without work and also available to take up a job or start a business, then they are regarded as unemployed according to the expanded definition.
So in other words, if there's a 20-year-old and he or she hasn't actively looked for work in the last month because they're despondent, because they've just given up trying, then they don't even fall within that definition, which means that in reality that number's even higher.
Yes, if they are available but they didn't look, then they will be in the expanded definition of unemployment. But official definition, they will not be included.
Right, right. And is what are the more alarming aspects of the trend that we are seeing? Is it around the youth unemployment?
Yes, the youth unemployment rate is a problem, but also we have seen women mainly being more vulnerable because the unemployment rate among women is very high compared to their male counterparts, especially among black and colored women.
So that's also a very, very concerning trend.
Yes. It has been like that for some time. It's not changing.
Which is a huge problem in South Africa, because when women who are a vulnerable sector of our community are unemployed, it means very often they're disempowered. And disempowered comes with all sorts of other huge problems in terms of gender equality, as well as potential gender-based violence, etc.
Yes, there are also a whole range of social aspects that are accompanied by this high unemployment figures. Because if you don't have a job, then it means you're poor, you can't afford to buy food, then it leads to other issues such as crime and, as you mentioned, gender-based violence.
Right, and going back to the youth, the crime obviously is a huge factor there as well. Kids or young people who aren't working, aren't employed, don't have any financial resources, it's little wonder that the crime that they would turn to crime. I'm not justifying it, but I'm saying it's just a social reality.
Yes, it is. And most of these young people are also not in employment or education or training. Out of the 10.2 million people that are 15 to 24, 32.4% are just idle. They are not engaged in the labor market or in education and training.
So surely when you read about Cuban engineers coming into South Africa, not that those numbers are that high, but just as a matter of principle, surely you must roll your eyes.
Yes, given the fact that we still have this high unemployment rate, but also we have seen that all these people who have been unemployed have been unemployed for a period of a year or longer. More than 70% of those who are unemployed have been unemployed for a period of a year or longer. So it looks like we have a problem of structural unemployment, which means maybe the jobs that are available don't match the skills that the people have. Hence, we are now importing skills from Cuba and elsewhere.
All right. Very, very concerning. And how seriously are these figures being taken by government?
From our side, our mandate is just to make these figures available for policymakers
to rely on, to plan
and make sure that maybe they get youth into jobs or give them the experience that they need, because that is the key thing that the employers need. They need people who are experienced and,
Very, very concerning. Malerata Mosiane, who's the Chief Director responsible for Labour Statistics, talking to us about South Africa's unemployment rate.